turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with me, Ashley Burgess, here in the house at 570 KLIF. Yes, in our humble abode here at the American Airlines Center. And we're having a great show tonight. We've been talking about, you know, doing the right thing when it comes to posting on social media. And a lot of times people say, well, hey, I'm going to ask for forgiveness. But really, that's not a good idea. And, you know, there's been a couple of times where it's almost happened to me where I've gotten an email from someone saying they were going to post some pictures. And my response was so quick, I had to pull off the side of the road and give them a call. After that, I decided, you know, I'm just going to, like, you know, clean up my life a little bit. I'm just kidding. But, you know, a lot of times in life, you know, you go have a couple extra drinks or whatever. The last thing you really want to do is have people taking pictures of you, especially if you're trying to keep it all up and up on your page.
Oh, and not just pictures, but, you know, a lot of people will have their Facebook or whatever account open, and you have your GPS on so that it'll tag you. On your own Facebook page is, okay, you know, you were here or you were there.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't have GPS activated on my phone, for that reason. Not that I'm a, you know, party boy or anything like that.
But, yeah. Well, I know all about you, man. I have a GPS in your backpack.
We'll talk about that on another episode.
But, just kidding.
You've had a few drinks. It's, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. You're closing the place down. And, let's get a picture before we leave, everybody, you know, and somebody snaps it and, you know, it goes on Facebook or whatever. And, bingo, you know, 2 weeks later, you're interviewing for a job and, oh, I noticed that, you know, you like to go out and drink.
Holy hand grenade, Superman.
Yeah.
Foiled again. What am I going to do? No, that's totally right. And, you know, so we are so into this. We're so into putting these pictures up, doing Twitter, doing Instagram. And a friend of mine in the studio right now just told me that one social media thing is called Snapshot. And instead of 5 seconds,
yes.
It's 10 seconds.
Snapshot.
And it'll actually tell you if somebody has copied your video or your picture. But, I mean, even if it tells you, it's already done. It's already done deal. I mean, even if it tells you, I mean, if you're sending, you know, a naked dance recital, I don't know what you're sending, but, you know, we know people that probably are sending stuff like that. If you're sending that and you're copying that, it's already done deal. I mean, it just depends on what they're... And I've seen some stuff on Instagram that I could not believe recently, too. I mean, I saw some stuff, and I know that they were posting it themselves, but I guess I realize why they have so many followers.
Yeah. So I guess bottom line here is, you know, it's okay to go out with your friends and, you know, take pictures and, hey, we want to remember this. We had a good time. Just ask first before you put it on, you know, Facebook and whatever, right?
Exactly. Don't ask for forgiveness. Ask permission. So let's go to the next thing. We got another thing here that's really good. The next one would have to be face-to-face time. You know, if you're going out and you're going to dinner to meet your friends, your guy friends, your girlfriends, you know, a mixed bag, a bunch of couples, who knows? If you're going out there, you know, spend the time with those people that you actually went out there to, like, see. I mean, that's unbelievable. Like, a lot of us sit on the phone. And recently, I remember when Jake was in town, Busey was in town, and him and I would, there was a couple of times where Greg got some pictures of him and I on the phone. And we're both texting at the same time. We got our phone in our face, you know. And then eventually we got to that point where it was like a rhythm. Like, we had the phones down, but it wasn't until somebody else picked up the phone that we would start texting. But you get into that rhythm of texting the whole time, and you forget what's going on. You lose, like, you know, 45 minutes of the time with these people.
You lose your sense of where you are. And,
exactly.
And who you're with. And I've actually seen this, Ashley. You're going to laugh at me. I've actually seen this. A girlfriend and I went out on a date, okay, and younger couple, you know, to the next of us, they were both tapping away on their phones, and it turns out they were texting each other. They were sitting two feet away on the other side of the table from each other, texting each other instead of actually speaking.
Nice one.
To each other. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, and it's kind of comical, too, you know, and people will do that a lot just to get the other person's attention.
Yeah, I mean... I suppose I'm dating myself here, but, you know, I think the younger you are, the more raised with computers and smartphones and technology you were. And I honestly think that it's gotten to the point where people have forgotten how to have a human flesh to flesh interaction. They don't know how to interact except with, you know, the iPhone.
I agree. I totally agree. And I mean, I've had a phone forever. I mean, I had a phone forever, and I have to agree with that, because there's sometimes that I actually have to just disconnect, and it's taken a lot. There was a point where I just could not, like, I felt like my hand was super glued to that phone, and something bad was going to happen if I put it down.
You feel naked without it.
Oh my gosh, where's the phone?
Because your whole life is in that phone. It's not just your contacts, but your apps, just to keep up with the world. I remember when I got my first cell phone. I'm dating myself here. It's about, 10 or 15 years ago, but, I promised myself, you know what? I mean, my landline works just fine. If somebody wants to get a hold of me, they'll leave a message and I'll return it when I get home, and I'll have this cell phone just, in case I have an emergency. Yeah. Right. That didn't even last a year.
For the emergency?
For me to carry my, cell phone with me all the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, like I remember a few years ago, it was the funniest thing. I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden I just freaked out. I was like, oh my God, where's my cell phone? And I'm on the phone talking to somebody on my cell phone, wondering where my cell phone's at. I mean, freaked out about it, wholeheartedly freaked out. I was standing there like, I can't find my cell phone. And the person on the phone was like, really? What do you think happened to it? And I was like, I don't know.
Just stretching it out?
No, they didn't think about it either. And then all of a sudden I was like, duh, I'm on the phone with you. They're like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
That's like losing your glasses on top of your head.
That's even worse, yeah. I think. Because you're using the phone. I mean, you're not using your glasses on your head. That's pretty bad. I mean, yeah. And I know people that have done that 1,000 times. I've watched some of my friends go, oh my gosh, my phone. And it's in their hand.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that we're kind of addicted to. I think it's become an addiction. And I think it's like a societal addiction, and I think it's kind of interesting. So let's talk about what we do when we go out. So when we go out, we really need to be like social. So like when I go out with friends and I like want to have fun, and I've actually gotten out of my house, gotten dressed, for a woman, they put makeup on, for a guy, they take a shower, clean up a bit, put on some clean clothes, whatever. You've gone to all that trouble, right? Now, whether if it's a bar with your friends, or you're at a club, or you're at the restaurant, the whole thing is you're supposed to be hanging out with your friends, right? It's not supposed to be like phone time. And a lot of times people forget that the people that are there are actually there. They're so interested in what are the other people doing. Oh my gosh, yeah, so-and-so didn't call me back. They were supposed to be here tonight. I'm wondering, and there you are texting back and forth, and you're wondering, are they having a better time than I am? Are they in a better place than I am? I wonder where they are. And they could be sitting at home with a freaking bathrobe on, eating fried chicken out of a bucket, and you're wondering what the heck that person's doing. It's unbelievable, and it's a social ill. We're all responsible for doing that, because we all think that there's a bigger, better deal. Like I was talking last week, that somebody's got the BBD. Oh, so-and-so's got a bigger, better deal. Mm-hmm. I know that they're having more fun than me. And I feel that way sometimes too. I mean, I'm not out of this equation. I'm in it too. I mean, it's a human condition. That's why it's messed up, because everybody thinks that somebody's life is better than theirs.
A whole etiquette has evolved around smartphone use. And it's like you were saying, you go out with friends, but you're still checking on everybody on your smartphone. And if somebody, you get a text or you just put up on your Facebook, hey, I'm here, where are you? And you text that out to somebody, they don't answer right away, then they'll get mad.
Oh, I think that person's mad at me. Oh my gosh. Or you see the dots. If you have an iPhone, you see the dots of the person that's responding. And then they all of a sudden you don't see the dots anymore. And then like 20 minutes have passed. You're thinking, well, that person has just blown me off, and that's life. And it's like, sometimes you just got to put the phone down. And it's funny, if you take a nap or if you put the phone down, you'll have a million texts. But if you're waiting on something, you're just going to be there waiting on something, because it's not going to happen. Because again, that goes back to the idea of expectations suck. If you're expecting somebody to come through, they won't. If you're expecting something to happen, it's probably not going to happen the way you want it to happen. It might happen, but when you're trying to expect something to move and shuffle and contort things to be a certain direction that the universe doesn't want it to go in, it's not going to happen that way. And you're just going to be, I can't say the word, out of luck. And that's life. And then you're going to really, really work your butt off to try to make it happen, and it's not. And it's just like going up an uphill battle. It's like, why not refocus your energy on yourself and bring it back in? And so, you know, before we go to break, the last thing I want to bring up is this idea of the stacking game. And we'll talk about it back in our fourth segment tonight. But the stacking game is the idea of stacking your phones, everybody's phone at the table, whether you're at the restaurant or, you know, whether you're at a bar or whatever, stacking it at the end of the table. And the first person to go after their phone pays the bill. And I know some people that play that game, and apparently they don't ever pay, even though they're the first ones to grab it. But you're not supposed to break the rules. You're supposed to actually follow this rule because it actually kind of means something if everybody's doing it. I understand if it's an emergency, but, you know, come on, guys. Come on. So anyway, when we come back, we got a lot of cool stuff going on. We're going to be talking networking. We're going to get some of the great tips from JR. We're going to be talking the Perspectives Pulse. And also, we're going to talk some more about texting etiquette and what to do and what not to do, especially when people are texting all caps. So we'll talk about that later on. Keep us on 570 KLIF or keep us on iHeartRadio app, and we'll be back in two shakes.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.